Good morning, everyone. We're going to call the meeting of February 24th, 2022 to order. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Senator Rich, could you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome, Miriam. Could you please call the roll?
Hello? Yes, thank you. Mr. Brian Blackwelder? Mr. Robert Breslow? Mayor Felicia Brunson? Commissioner Angelo Castillo?
Here.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez? Mayor Michelle J. Gomez?
Good morning.
School Board Member Patricia Good? Mayor Rex Harden? Council Member Denise Appleby Horland?
Here.
Mayor Josh Levy?
Here.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas?
Here.
Commissioner Nan H. Rich?
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff? Mayor Michael J. Ryan?
Present.
Commissioner Beverly Williams?
Here.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Here.
Thank you.
We have a quorum. This is some of my favorite things we get to do is the swearing in and new oath of office. So I'm going to ask first council member Denise Appleby Horland to join me at the podium, please.
She doesn't know that we have you as a professional. I'm not a professional.
Now, I want to tell everyone in advance, we won't be able to do the selfie because we have no selfie stick today. So we're going to put that off to our next meeting. Patty's not here. If you stand right here, please. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and the government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council on which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of, as a member of the Broward County Planning Council, of which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Please wait right here. We're going to take a picture with the three of us. I'd like to call Mayor Josh Levy, City of Hollywood. Mayor, welcome.
We were trying to fix this.
Mayor, how are you?
This might be easier.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and the government of the United States and the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the Charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council on which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council on which I am now about to enter. So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Let's take a quick picture.
We'll get a quick picture at our next meeting. We'll just have the three of us today.
Okay.
Sounds
good. Thank you. Please let the record reflect that Mayor Harden has arrived. Thank you. I'd like to announce the reappointments and congratulate the folks that are reappointed. Commissioner Nan Rich from Broward County, Mayor Felicia Brunson, Commissioner Angelo Castillo, our secretary, Ms. Denise Birdsong Fernandez, Mayor Mike Ryan, and Commissioner Beverly Williams. Congratulations all for the reappointments. And I would like to note for the record that because of redistricting, as we all know, we did lose two fantastic members of our board, that being Chad Maxey and Richard Grosso. They both served this board honorably, and we will miss them. So we did write a letter to them and thanking them for their service. But again, I'd like to recognize that, unfortunately, because of redistricting, they're not here today. So moving on. Election of officers. Yes, please.
Good morning. First, congratulations to the new members, Councilmember Horlin and Mayor Levy. I look forward to working with you both, and I'm available anytime that you need me.
That is very true, by the way. Very true.
So the item on the agenda, election of officers. This is the annual election, and I just want to note the current slate of officers. Mr. DiGiorgio has been serving as the chair since last January. A school board member, Good, has been serving as the vice chair, and Commissioner Castillo as the secretary. So I would turn this back over to you for the election or for any motions.
Commissioner Rich.
Is it appropriate to do them all together, or do you have to do them individually?
If there is no opposition, you can certainly do a whole slate.
Okay, then I'd like to make a motion to re-elect our current slate of officers to be, again, the officers, Thomas DiGiorgio for chair, Patty Good for vice chair, and Angela Castillo for secretary.
Second, and third, fourth.
We have a motion by Senator Rich to keep the same slate of officers and several seconds. I think we'll start with Mayor Hardin for that. So thank you all very much for that. Is there any further nominations? Nominations are closed. We don't have to take a vote on that. Let's move forward with a vote on our action. Do we need to take a vote? We don't, because there's only one nomination. So. We'll move forward with the vote on the actual proposed slate. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. On behalf of Angelo and Patty and myself, we thank you very much for your trust in us, and we enjoy this. Thank you.
And we thank you.
Consent agenda.
I'm sorry, we just had two more orders of business under this section. Okay. The nominations to the Executive
right.
Committee and the nominations to the Land Use Trafficways Committee. And just for informational purposes, we haven't been meeting the past couple of years, you know, due to the circumstances. Chair DiGiorgio and I talked about that we may start up again in April. The current membership is always the three officers, and right now we have Mayor Brunson, Mayor Gomez, and Commissioner Williams. They're the six members of both committees right now. So I would just ask you to fill that membership.
Excellent. We will do that. Thank you. Sorry we skipped over that. Is there anyone else who would like to serve on those committees besides the folks that are already on it?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Mayor Levy and Councilmember Holland.
Okay.
Is that for both committees?
Yes.
If the council needs assistance, happy to.
Happy to serve.
Anybody else?
Excellent.
Though we may not know what we're walking into, but we'll say yes.
I've been here a long time. It's the best way to learn the council.
That's great. A great point.
It really is.
So we have the existing slate that is still here, along with Mayor Levy and Commissioner Harlan. Is there any further nominations? Nominations are closed. All those in favor of the current members Mayor Levy and Councilmember Horland to the Executive Committee and Traffic Ways Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Madam Executive Director.
On the consent agenda, the only additional items are for excused absence requests. There were two additional this morning, Mr. Fernandez due to illness and Mr. Rosenoff due to a work conflict. So those are the five requests for excused absences.
I'd like to move the excused absences.
Or the consent agenda? How about the consent agenda?
Consent agenda?
Yes.
We have a motion to move the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion to move the consent agenda by Commissioner Castillo and a second by Commissioner Rich. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Thank you. Regular agenda. Item R1, council's report.
No council report this time, although I'd like to welcome the new members and congratulate the reappointed members. But we are tracking the activities of our legislature and will be reporting back to you with the results of their efforts.
Thank you, Andy. Item R2, executive director's report. Ms. Blake Boy.
Good morning. Thank you. So I just want to talk about the upcoming planning council meeting schedule and a few details about that, and then just go through the memorandum that I provided yesterday as additional agenda material and get your thoughts on that. So first, for the upcoming planning council meeting schedule, there are no items for consideration for the March meeting, so I'd like to go ahead and have you cancel that meeting for March. That would make your next meeting April 28th. We will have business on April 28th. You know, we work the agenda months ahead of time to kind of know what's coming up. So I'd like to cancel the March meeting, proceed with April, and then in April I'll give you an update for the May and June months. We don't have any active land use plan amendment map applications right now that have been filed, and we're usually like 90 to 120 days out from a first hearing when we do receive those. So we'll know more for the April hearing to let you know that.
Excellent. Do we need a motion on that, or can we do that without objection?
If you indicate without objection, if there's no objection, then that would be deemed canceled.
Excellent. Without objection, we'd like to cancel the meeting as discussed by Ms. Blake Boyd.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the memo that I provided yesterday as additional agenda material stems from a committee that I was asked to participate in. I think school board member Good serves as the vice chair of the MPO on the executive committee, and she had asked for my appointment to this committee representing the planning council and its staff. So I've been serving on this committee since about May of last year, and there wasn't a lot of work. We had some presentations, but because of the federal, I have to look at my notes, I'm sorry, the infrastructure bill that was passed in November, that shifts an opportunity to the Metropolitan Planning Organizations to possibly participate in attainable housing and resiliency planning. So at the meeting that we had last week, I thought it was important to just highlight this for you all, because they are going to be looking for recommendations for additional members to this committee. And I think it's really important that county administration have an opportunity to make some appointments, because the county is doing such great work for affordable housing, such great work for resiliency planning, and you know, climate change and sea level rise. There's a lot of there's a lot of expertise that can be found in the county staff, and I would hate for that to be duplicated or, you know, replicated and not be represented there. So the idea is that we would send correspondence to the MPO and encourage them to appoint two members for county administration to be able to make two appointments to this committee that's going to cap out at 11 members.
Excellent. Is there any question, Commissioner Rich?
I have a couple of comments. My understanding is that to this meeting, Mr. Stone, Ralph Stone was there, and Dr. Hirado. And those would be my two choices and suggestions of people choices to be on there. I also had a conversation with him about the word attainable. Mm-hmm. And it is of concern to me. It was a couple of years ago when we did not include it in what we were doing in the county. We stayed with the word affordable. We have enough problems trying to educate people, in my opinion, on the word affordable and having them understand that it's not Section 8 housing, you know, and it's for a certain low income person. So I just want to make sure, and I did speak with Ralph this morning, and just to clarify this, that we personally here in the county are not going to be changing our word from affordable to attainable, because it's something different. And you know, we're, as you said, we're working really hard in this county on affordable housing. And I want to just say that I had asked the chair for an opportunity to just mention what we did Tuesday at our meeting. It's phenomenal, I have to tell you. I mean, we passed the largest amount of funding for affordable housing that we've ever put into affordable housing in this county, and fortunately, we had federal money, we had the ARP money, we had $47 million that we voted on Tuesday that went into 9 projects, 7 large developments, and 2 land acquisition projects. They were in cities all over the county. They were in Pompano, they were in Fort Lauderdale, they were in Hollywood, they were in Davie. I'm missing one.
All I remember was 7 of the 9 commission districts had a project.
Not mine, interestingly enough, but okay. But this is proof about, it's not about you as a commissioner. It's about this whole county.
100%.
And we, Pembroke Pines, I'm sorry, Pembroke Pines had one also. Yeah, so that was for now, and all of those we were able to use the ARP money because Ralph did an amazing job along with some others, but he leads the charge finding quality affordable housing developers who responded to the RFA, and it's just outstanding. And then we'll be able to come back. We put $12.5 million into the budget, from the budget, from the general fund into the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. So that money is still available, as well as some other money for revolving home loan and another RFA going out in the spring, which will be about another $8 million added to that. So we figure that what we did yesterday, Tuesday, is 1,025 units. And when we get finished with everything, we figure it'll be close to 1,500 units. So, but the catch was that that money had to be spent by 2026. We have
That's a good catch.
Terrific. Yeah, well, that's the catch in the whole thing. But that's great because these developers came in. You know, that we didn't have to worry about, they were shovel ready. We didn't have to worry about zoning and land and, you know, and all kinds of things. So it's very exciting. And Ralph told him this morning his work has started.
that's an outstanding report, Senator.
It's, you know, we have such a crisis in our community, and we were able to get the whole commission to be supportive and to spend that money on the affordable housing. So it's really
Let's hear it for you. It's not often we get to applaud the county commission.
That's right.
So excellent work. Very good. And by the way, we're not here to recommend the actual folks, but I do support what Senator Rich said with Mr. Stone and Dr. Rado, but that's not part of the motion if we entertain a motion today. Would you like a motion to approve that memo to be sent?
Yes, and I just would like the board's preference on, do you want it signed by the chair or staff on behalf of the planning council?
We could do both if you like.
Okay. We can do that. Okay, so without objection, we'll prepare the correspondence to send to the MPO.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Public hearing items. There's no correspondence, correct?
There's no correspondence, and there are no public speakers aside from agents, applicants, and local governments for agenda items PH1 through PH4. The quasi-judicial hearing is waived for item PH1. The only thing that, there's a couple of things if I could just note about the public hearing agenda, is that the redevelopment unit allocation request, this is the first one we've had. We had developed that policy as part of Broward Next as a replacement for flexibility units, a pool for cities to draw down on. This is the first application. So I think we've set kind of the template and the kind of report that you will see as those sorts of applications come in. And the traffic ways plan amendment, the deletion for Dania Beach. Just want to note that it's a very obvious kind of recommendation of approval, but we did a lot of work as staff to get to that point, and just really like making sure of how this local road is really acting and interacting in the city of Dania Beach. With that, I would just note that everything is recommended for approval today.
Excellent. Does any member would any member like to pull any item on PH1 through PH4?
Mr. Chair?
Commissioner Castillo.
Without objection, there being no speakers and all items being recommended for approval, I'd like to move PH1, 2, 3, and 4.
We have a motion.
Second.
PH1, 2, 3, and 4. Motion from Commissioner Castillo and second by Mayor Hardin. Senator Rich.
I would like to amend that, a motion to pull two. I have some questions on...
PH two?
Yes.
Okay, could you restate your motion?
I'd like to move PH one, three, and four.
We have a motion from Commissioner Castillo, second from Mayor Harden, move PH one, PH three, and PH four. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item PH two, Ms. Blakeboy.
Sure. As I indicated in the brief overview, this is the initial application to draw down from this 3% of units that was created as part of Broward Next. And just from a historical perspective, which we tried to draw out in the amendment report, or in the, I'm sorry, in the staff report, was the relationship to flexibility units and how these are working. So in 1977, when the county plan was established, part of that was the creation of this very unique concept, flexibility units. And through the 40 plus years, those units have been used by some cities, not used by some cities. So there are several cities that have never used the flexibility units. And we were, as staff, we were trying to find a way of how to transition away from that system into a system that could be drawn down by cities that were interested in using this alternative method, you know, of creating these opportunities. So that was the development of redevelopment units. That was where the concept came from. So the city of Pompano Beach is requesting 500 units, and in the analysis, you know, the city prepared an application and gave us all the information. So up on the screen, you will see their designation of receiving areas. That those are areas in the city that they have determined are appropriate for could be appropriate for redevelopment units. You'll see what the barrier island is excluded from that, and that is required by the policy. It's mostly focused on commercial corridors and some of their residential areas. So that map becomes adopted with this if it's approved by the Planning Council and then by the County Commission. That becomes adopted as that. They do a facilities and analysis overview stating that there are sufficient facilities and services for potable water, sanitary sewer, solid waste, open space, public schools. Public schools are handled on a case-by-case basis at site plan or plat, you know, so that gets managed that way. And then also the city provided information about their transportation and mobility information and the corridors that they've identified, Dixie Highway, et cetera, laid out in your report. They also provided information regarding their affordable housing program, compatibility, and then priority planning areas for sea level rise, how the city addresses climate change, which they have a very strong program for that. With all the information analysis, Planning Council staff is recommending approval. Whatever the Planning Council's action today will be forwarded to the County Commission for a public hearing there. And if the County Commission approves it, then they will be granted these 500 units.
Thank you, and thank you so much for that clarification. My questions just really kind of had to do with the affordable housing issues here. And just to clarify, so I wasn't quite sure. It said that, I think it said that the 500 units, 15% of them would be used for affordable housing or in lieu of, is that correct?
Jean Dolan is here from city staff to clarify the city's policy and how they use flexibility and redevelopment units.
Right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Tony.
More to the question, so I'll just, it's 15%. And then I was concerned also with, I thought we had changed to 30-year requirement for affordable housing. Now, maybe this does not fit under that, this only goes for 15 years, which again, we've discussed is a very short period of time, because then the units very often just roll over to market rate and so forth. So those are my questions.
Yes, Jean Dolan, Development Services with the City of Pompano Beach. We are the only city in the county that requires flex units to produce some affordable aspect. And we currently are the only city asking for redevelopment units, and we're continuing our affordable requirement. We also have the most affordable units than any city in the county. So we do have a very robust affordable housing program. We do only require 15 years for flex and redevelopment units. This was done to be consistent with the county back when the county had 15 years. The county recently updated theirs to 30 years. We will require 30 years when we use the 216-4 policy to create these affordable units. So we are working hand in hand with the county, and we do have a very strong affordable housing program that will continue through the use of these redevelopment units.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much for clarifying.
I would like to add one thing that Jean and her team have really been working tirelessly on affordable housing. I served on several committees with staff, and we're going to propose something at 216.4.3.4 coming up in April. And there's going to be a couple of minor modifications we're going to recommend to the county.
As I set out for the plan, but I just think your team's doing a great job, Jean, so thank you.
I'm sorry. I agree. The questions were not, you know, I know that you all do a fabulous job. And as a matter of fact, three of those developments were yours, I believe, that we passed the other day.
Yeah, now I'm really interested in where those are.
Oh, I don't have the list with me.
Any further questions?
Get it to you right away.
Any further questions on item PH2? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move,
move approval of PH2.
We have a motion for approval from Mayor Harden, a second from Commissioner Beverly Williams. Any further commentary or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Other business. Ms. Blake Boy.
I have no other business. I'll send out an email reminding everyone that the meeting is canceled for March, so your next meeting will be April 28th. And as I said, I'll be giving you an update of what's upcoming on future agendas at that time, too, so you'll have an idea of what you'll be leading into the summer with.
Any other business from the members?
Mr. Chair?
Hearing none?
Yes. Yeah. Mayor, so question real quick, and I'm not sure that this is the right forum to ask for it, but it was mentioned that the city of Pompano Beach, in a great way, has the most affordable housing units out of all the cities in Broward County. And I don't know if it'd be appropriate to ask the staff to just provide us with some information as to where those affordable units are located countywide, so we have a perspective as we receive applications. And I know we're not focused on necessarily only affordable housing here, but rather the bigger picture. But if someone compiles that countywide view of where these affordable units that are supported by state or county government are, I just would love to know that and just understand that.
Reasonable question. Ms. Blake Boy.
So thanks for the question, Mayor Levy. When we have a couple of things, I have some information that I can share, like we share with the Planning Council members, because we have a 2018 study from FIU that's in the process of being updated with newer data. And that actually breaks down by every local government, and that becomes the foundation for when a local government is proposing a land use plan amendment. That becomes the foundation for their study and information that they're provided. So we always use that as a foundation. It's going to be updated in the next couple of months, but I will send you that as the foundation data, and then I think that will give you a snapshot. I can ask the city of Pompano Beach if they have more detailed information, because I feel like they probably do have more detailed information, and I can see what we can do from there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, we are adjourned.